am excited. I am excited about the debate coming to Michigan. First time since 1992. I think that's cool. I do, and I think it's important for the state. Really, if you look at the way this is put up, debate number one is in South Bend, Indiana, at Notre Dame, at Notre Dame University, right? The Fighting Irish, Touchdown Jesus, all of it, which basically is a debate in Michigan. All the resources are coming to Michigan this year because it all begins and ends in Michigan, which I've told people for more than 50 years. The center of the universe, Michigan. And New York, I don't care what you say about it. You know, you're just a little off base. The point being is, South Bend, Indiana. Indiana's not in question. It will go red. Illinois next door, it will go blue. The only thing up for debate is Michigan, which sits just about 5 miles north of South Bend. So that media market that you're trying to pound is all of southwestern Michigan, all the way up into Grand Rapids and so forth. That's the media market that will be best served by a debate at Notre Dame. Then you put a debate in Ann Arbor, which serves southeast Michigan, which includes Detroit, of course, and all the big counties there, big population base. So you've got all of that going on. At the debate tonight in Westerville, Ohio, a dozen Democrats will be on the stage. It is debate number four, I believe. And joining those on the stage will be Tulsi Gabbard, who missed the last debate because she didn't meet the criteria this time she has. And Tom Steyer, the billionaire from California, who has two issues. Impeach Donald Trump, which used to be his defining issue. Of course, they all say that now. And climate change. These are the two issues that they're bringing to Westerville, Ohio, is Tom Steyer. And Tom Steyer goes farther. He says if the Republicans are elected, if Donald Trump specifically is elected again in 2020, it's the end of the world. And you won't even have to wait the 12 years until 2030. It is the end of the world if Donald Trump gets elected, if the Republicans win. It'll just be awful. We'll all die. It'll be death and carnage to all of us. Don't overstate it, Tom. No hyperbole there. It's bite number seven. You have to hear it to really appreciate it. Bite seven with Tom Steyer. Go.
We are in the fight of our lives. Everything is on the table in 2020. They think so, too, because they think if they lose in 2020, that they're going to have to, the rules are going to be fair and they're never going to win again. And they're right. If we win in 2020, they're done forever. But it's scary for us, too, because if they win, literally, it could be the end of the world.
How do you take that seriously? It'll be the end of the world. If we win, it's now fair, and they can never win again, because that's fair. So the definition of fairness is, if we can beat them this time, we can screw it up so badly and screw them so badly, they'll never win again. That's fairness to a Democrat, making sure there's never any opposition. Nobody has a different thought or a different point of view. Everybody thinks the same. They walk the same. They read the same newspapers and the same articles and magazines, and they watch the same TV shows, and they believe all the same nonsense about the world coming to an end, and they just get all herded in like sheep. Did you ever see the movie The Wall by Pink Floyd, and it's the conveyor belt of all the people dropping into the meat grinder? That's the Democrat Party. There it is. Just grind it all into sausage. You're all the same. You all think the same. It doesn't matter. It's all groupthink all the time. Yeah. Anyhow, it's the end of the world if Republicans win, but if Democrats win, we return fairness to the world, and they never win again, ever. Tom Steyer, God bless him, billionaire, with a drug problem, apparently, or something. Anyhow, no hyperbole there. I told you earlier, and I am disgusted by this, actually. ABC News on Sunday. ABC News, yeah, and stand by for 8 there, New York. ABC News on Sunday was talking about the invasion by Turkey into Syria along the northeast border of Syria there. When Donald Trump decided to pull out American troops and Turkey came in, something they've been wanting to do for 25 years. And now the Kurds have turned to the dictator Assad to partner with them to protect them. So here's the problem. We're friends with the Kurds. We're allies with the Kurds. Turkey is also a NATO ally. Can't go to war with a NATO ally, a very difficult, complex situation. But, of course, a lot of folks say we should be standing there, we should be fighting. Do you want to be in a war with Turkey? Because I don't. You know, we have a military base in Turkey with at least 50 nuclear warheads there. We have 50 nuclear weapons in Turkey, does the United States. So do you choose the Kurds or do you choose your NATO ally? Now, it's fair to ask, is Turkey even a NATO ally anymore? Maybe, maybe not. But anyhow, ABC News on Sunday began running this video of the slaughter of the Kurds, you know, trying to blame Donald Trump for everything that's happening in the Middle East, which has gone on for decades, of course. And showing this footage of this attack and this what appears to be a slaughter. But then we find out, after they ran it on Sunday's ABC This Week and ran it on Good Morning America yesterday, Monday, all over the world, we find out that it's footage actually from a Kentucky military show. It's not a war at all. It's just a, it's a pyrotechnic show. It's for fun. You should have a heavy metal band playing. It's the soundtrack for it, right? But then we just got some new footage in, and I want the only people that can see this, America's Voice folks can see this. But we got some footage here of the Turkish invasion of Syria. I think it's bite number 8. No real sound on it. Do you have that? Yeah, go ahead and cue that up. I think we've got some moving footage. There it is. No sound, right? No. But we've got armed turkeys running into Syria. Wild turkeys. I think they're Meriams, to be specific. And that's the footage in my footage. Of the day. I think that's precious. New York, don't you love that? Come on. How can you not love that? Big, big fan. There you go. At any rate, it is so embarrassing to watch these news companies embarrass themselves time and time and time again. It's shameful. And then they wonder, why is it that we have no credibility? You figure it out. You lie to people every day. Well, that could be a bit of a problem. All right, some final thoughts for hour number 2 on the Steve Gruber Show, right after this.
Protecting Michigan's waters is critically important, and so is providing the energy that fuels Michigan's quality of life. A tunnel for Line 5 is the right solution. This underground concrete tunnel housing Line 5, deep under the Straits of Mackinac, means multiple layers of protection and virtually no chance of a leak into the Great Lakes. It also eliminates the possibility of an anchor strike, and it means no interruption to the energy that Michigan needs. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Line 5 Tunnel.
Car insurance in Michigan is a problem not yet solved. Insurance companies can still discriminate. Rehab, therapy, and other providers may be forced to close, and there will certainly be more lawsuits. Tell your elected officials they need to fix this. Learn more at miautoinsurancepromise.com. Thousands of jobs across the state of Michigan may be lost due to some recent changes in the auto insurance system. If you think Michigan's elected officials should be doing what they can to lower insurance premiums without closing businesses, learn more at miautoinsurancepromise.com.